go ahead, Pastor Peggy. I'm sorry. I called you up and then I won't promise. I won't.
Hallelujah. Let's do it quick. All right. What do we say here? We give because we want to. If you don't want to tonight, something's wrong. Amen. But let's have the ushers come. They're already up here. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to sow. Lord, we know this is just the beginning of this service. We've got more. You have more for us. And so, Lord, we sow. And we thank you, Lord, that we're sowing into good ground. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen.
And make your checks to the church or however you do it.
Yes, make them out to the church and we'll put it to them and we always add to it.
Okay. Praise the Lord. The blessing of the Lord is on this offering.
More ways than we can express. Our last service at Ghana, I was praying so hard there, and I knew we didn't hit it. We were almost leaving, and I knew we didn't hit what we came to do, and it grieved me. I said, God, we got to hit this. After that last service, Lois went back and took a video of the pastor. And he was thanking our partners, and he said, we were falling apart spiritually. But he said, thank you for letting us experience the revival that Europe has experienced. Because he knew our partners sent us to Europe.
He said it was the word and the move of the Spirit.
He said,
strengthened us.
He said, we'll never be the same.
Well, if you got that for your strength, you're on solid ground.
And then I thought, well, we hit something. But I always see so much more. But you hit what you can. You hit what you can. That's the deal. And you need to know that. Because you are hitting things in the Spirit. You really are. From yesterday morning, I haven't been able to shake you out of my heart. You're hitting more than you realize. You're getting some Kleenexes. Hallelujah. You're like a stick of dynamite. Every time you pray. You don't have to know everything. I don't. Half the time I don't understand why I go places. Not unless the Lord shows me. And he doesn't always show me. So don't be concerned. Just pray. Quickly, where are the girls? Okay. Hallelujah. I don't want them to stay back there because I want to lay hands on all the staff and everybody on this front row. Hallelujah. When that, you know, before I leave, I want to lay hands on them. I may not call much, but I am calling in the Spirit. Big time. And if you really ever needed me, you have me. Prayer has gone up for you guys. This is your time. Perfect. But you know, everything has to be okay. Not just, everything has to be. I've been praying for husbands and wives. And you say, well, how do you know how to pray for husbands and wives? You're not even married. Well, when I read the Bible, I've been praying for unity between them. Just so much so that, it's like I told the pastors at Ghana. I took them aside. And I said, you are each other's best friends. And if you can't work that out, you better get to a place where you can. You understand what I'm saying? No, I didn't tell them that.
Just to clarify.
No.
She didn't tell Pastor Peggy.
No, I do have some
just
sense.
Just want to be sure you didn't think
not
that's
not much, but some.
Oh. You have one of the greatest pastoral teams, husband and wife together. The hand of God is on them. We know a lot of them.
I've been really praying for men. For men to rise up and protect your family. Does this bear witness with anybody? I don't know. And I know you say, well, I don't have a family. But you must rise up because there's someone else you're supposed to protect in the church. Somebody. There's always somebody. If you're a single woman, there's always somebody you're supposed to protect. Pray over. Always someone is depending on your prayers. This is what I'd like to do tonight. It's going to be an altar call for anybody who wants me to lay hands on you tonight. And we'll just see where the Holy Ghost goes. But there is such a strong anointing on me tonight. I can see. Don't touch me. Don't even look at me. Don't touch me.
You're going to write a new song.
But I feel like there's somebody here tonight that needs me to pray for you too. But I'm begging you. Get out of your frustration tonight. Get out of your disappointment. Get into the place of faith where we speak to that rock. We speak to that situation. Speak to our nation. Speak to our spouses. Speak to our friends. Speak to the mountain. You know what I'm saying? Not the spouse, but speak to the mountain that's causing the problem. Anything that's called over your family, over your relatives, over the situation, over our finances. You say, why can't you? You just get frustrated. Where's the jobs? Speak to it. You'll get it. Billy just saw you. Oh man, I was praying for you today. And when I heard you were going to be doing what you were doing, I was really praying. You said, why do you say that? Why do I say that? Because you got to speak to those doors. Speak to them. Right doors. Right people. Right pastors. We speak that all the time. Lord, you know the hearts of all pastors. You know who you've joined us with in this end time harvest to be a part of the growth of their church. We speak that over our partners. Lord, you know. You know the hearts of all those people. You know if they're joined with us or not. You know. So we just want the ones that you've spoken to in their heart. Do we? We pray. We don't speak everything else and get frustrated. We're speaking to they're in the spirit. We're not, you know, frustrated with them. We're speaking. Well, you better learn that today. I'm telling you, in this day and age, you better learn and take this message. Anybody want me to pray for you? Come on down right now. So what is in this particular anointing? I remember something Dad Hagen said once. He said, I'm just going to pray for you to be blessed. But now he said this. He said, but now if there's something you need, direction, healing, fresh anointment, stir up the gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, word of wisdom. something you need. Well, you go ahead and you just use your faith for that. Maybe you just need lightning to strike you. Good lightning, not bad. Healing. And Sunday morning, I forgot to say, and I said it at the last service, anybody who has any addictions, get down here. First addiction, they asked these Christians, what were the addictions? First addiction was to material things. He said, you can be addicted to material things? Yes, you can. One of them was addiction to bitterness. Addiction, they have all different kinds of addictions. Seven was addiction, the lust of the flesh. That was number seven. There's all kinds of things that you can't seem to break free from. But I'm telling you tonight, I know. Yeah, you better just stand in the room. Hallelujah. Yes, so the boss.
For he's the glory and the lifter of your head, and he catches you and causes you to stand in a place that you didn't know you could, but he will be your helper, just like he said he would. So call him by his name, your helper, your standby, your friend, and you'll experience the presence and power of the one who never changes. He always is and always has been the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So settle it now, for Jesus Christ is Lord.
This is for both of you. And you said, Lord, what do we need to do? Oh, but you're going to like this, my children.
So remember, he said it before. When someone was getting ready to walk in a way they never had, an open door. Be strong and be courageous, for I will be with you wherever you go. I will not leave you or forsake you. Oh, make sure you are aware of this. Make sure you know that the one who is speaking is the one who is your guide. And he knows the way, and he will show you what to do, and you will be all right.
Hallelujah. And you've prepared. Oh, how you've prepared.
Yes.
And every step of the way. Oh, he's there. But it's like not too early, not too late. Some things you might have to give up. But when the time comes, don't hesitate. For there's a strong anointing on you both. You've grown together more than you ever have. Oh, and you'll blast out devils and problems and bring the glorious gospel. Oh, and the Holy Spirit will fall like rain. So that hindering thing is gone this night. In Jesus' name. You'll see. Oh, there's so many things in your heart. Oh, wow. Will it ever be? Will it ever be? Oh, my, my. Yes, and you'll see. You may see it here, and you may not. But I guarantee where you will. Stay on the floor as long as you can. I didn't recognize you're all dressed up in your suit. Anyway, come forward. I hear it in my spirit, undone, undone, undone. Everything undone.
A sound that's sure, a sound that's strong, a sound that's heard the whole day long. Oh, it fills the atmosphere with faith and causes things to go God's way. And so with strength and power from above, oh, you walk forward this hour and you say, yes, God. And there is a work that is done and complete, and you take hold and walk in that victory, for God is at work in ways that others don't see, but the work of God is going forward in strength and glorious might and victory. It's going forward this hour, and you're walking. Oh, I see you walking like some who walk and climb a mountain, and maybe they stop because they have to get acclimated to a different atmosphere, but their eyes are set, and just, oh, upward and forward, the Holy Ghost is leading you. And so with a voice of faith and a voice of strength, you say, yes, Lord, I will complete what you have called me to. Hallelujah. Ooh, I say that myself. I'll take that. Yes.
Mighty, 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 mighty. Spent with the presence of God. Oh, the chains and the shackles that have been torn asunder because of your faithfulness. The Lord is working on your behalf. On your behalf. It is done. Behind a no good gift. That's not true. Those thoughts you had about you. Just do what I've put in your heart. Don't judge yourself after what others do. Just follow me and I'll see you through. Flutter, Holy Ghost. The living God is alive in you, and honey, you're getting. getting a revelation of it as you grow more and more every day in every way. Hold your head high. Lift it up. Oh, lift your head back and go, ha, 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 on the devil, because you're going to finish the work of God in your life. And many, many, many people will be so blessed. Oh, you can not only face tomorrow, honey, you're going to take tomorrow with the power of the living Christ, that revelation that he's alive in you. Don't you let, and you won't either. You won't let others or anybody else frustrate you or intimidate you. Oh, but you'll walk in love and much glory and much grace and much joy in the power of the Spirit. Hungry you are. Oh, yes. Hungry one you are. And you said, Lord, I don't want to get off track. I don't want to get so hungry that I'll just listen to anything and go for anything. Lord, I've got to know. I've got to know. I need a barometer. Lord, I've got to know. The word that came forth tonight, oh, when Lois was teaching, you were drinking it all in. And you said, yes, that's it. That's it. That's the truth, and this is what you said to yourself, and it'll always be the truth, and nothing can change it, and you were happy you came tonight. They're growing up, aren't they? And all these little bitty kids I play for, now they're kind of going like this. Hallelujah. You're involved in the church, aren't you? Yes. If I ever hear you're not, I will personally come, snatch you, and slap your hair off your head. Because you know that's where you're called. Now, I'm not saying there's other things that you cannot do. Give me your hands. These are the hands of a very blessed, 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 blessed man. Take it tonight. Don't be swayed. Don't be confused. If you need to come and talk to your pastor, do so. God's got the dream. Get messages like tonight, Sunday morning, and listen to them over and over and keep them. And if something starts to happen, or something, you just throw those things on. So you can always keep them in your ears if you're thinking. Strengthen your hands. Strengthen your heart. And finish. In glory. Yes, yes, yes. The answer is yes, 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 you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And not only can you, but you will. Yeesh. I'm expecting the glory of God just to fall on you. Oh, no. It's never too late, never too early. You're just in time. You were born just perfectly for the right time. You're perfect for the kingdom of God. You're perfect to help others. Oh, honey. You are. We need the ministry of the Kleenex. That's a valid ministry in a Pentecostal church. Hallelujah. Perfect. God's got it all charted. Just stay close to Him and listen to Him. You're great. Why, honey, His anointing, His spirit, you're so hungry for those things. You've got Him. You've got Him. You got the glory, you got Him, you got His presence, you got His power, you got His love, you got it all, you got His wisdom. We got it in Christ. You're perfect for the job. He's put some pretty heavy things in your heart. You'll do it. Flutter, Holy Ghost.
So the Spirit of God will help you. He will help you every day. Oh, don't sit at home and don't look down and don't be afraid. But lift up your eyes and look up and see what faith in God will cause you to obtain and cause you to have so free. Oh, for the things of God have been bought with a price, and they belong to those who believe in Jesus Christ. So take and receive and live in that which is yours, and don't be intimidated, not one day anymore.
Stay close. Stay very, very close. Stay very, very, very close. The Lord will give you the desire of your heart. Stay close. Stay close to the church. Stay close to the pastor. Stay close to the Spirit. Stay very, very close. Don't pray. I don't want you praying. Don't pray. I just want you concentrating on Him. Some other things, other giftings and anointings that are going to come out in you. I speak release. Heart and you will go. Hallelujah. I just tell every Christian, just get your passport. Doesn't mean you have to go stay forever, but just, you know, might be taking a trip. Hallelujah. Might be going to Ghana. Might be preaching over there one day. Can you see that? I mean, don't do it just because I said so, but You know people. All you have to know is him. But it's true. He will hook you up with the right people. But that saying is not what you know, it's who you know. But that's really true. Lots of fun.
So it's contagious what the Lord is doing and wants and is doing and is going to do through you. It's contagious. It's infectious. It spreads. You can't stop this epidemic. Oh, for it will go all the way to those who have, unknown. I didn't know it could happen to me. Oh, but it can. It can and it will. You just watch and see, for it cannot be stopped. It's like a mighty river, and it flows, and it fills up the dry land, and it causes things to grow. And so it will establish and strengthen things, not just in you, but it will cause things to live again in places where they said, it's through. Oh, it's just begun. A fresh wave and move of God, and it will spread like wildfire. Oh, everywhere you trod. So watch where you go and watch what you say and watch it clear and watch it go. Oh, for the Spirit of God is directing and working, and He knows what you don't know.
Oh, wow. Everybody likes that. Take it. Woo, I'm taking it. And there's another part to that, too. You'll flow together, and together you'll go stronger and stronger and stronger in unity. And you'll flow, and you'll flow in the gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, word of words, of tongues, interpretation of tongues. And where, oh, and honey, you've got it. You must obey. It's not like you don't have liberty to. Oh, you know the pastor. You know when to look at her. You know what to do. Oh, and sometime you'll be up there together. Because it's been burning in your heart. Spirit of the living God and the Word of God, and He'll bust loose in you, and you will be like a tiger. Oh, with the Word of God. I thank you, Father, separate this girl for your service and your work all the days of her life, that she'll rise up in prayer and take much that the devil's trying to take of the land. She will have such a heart for others in Jesus' name. You have tender heart. Sometimes it's hard for you because you really are moved by things. Even stuff like if you saw a hurt puppy or something, you're just really moved, and that's gifts from God, honey. Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed of that, because you're going to feel like that toward people. You are a different way in a tiger. You're going to take a hold. Oh, my. You're going to sling the devil around. I said, who do you think you are? No, I'm just a person. I could miss it, you know, you guys. And when there's a door that's been shut, you're going to open it. When the door is open and needs to shut, you're going to shut it. And you're going to say, take that. And you'll be a great, great soul winner. Thank you. everybody is. Not everybody knows it. You just need to be reminded. Step up. Love and compassion that came right out of heaven from God right straight through to your heart. Send him the right people, Lord. Always surround him with the right friends. You pick the right friends. You hear me? Pick friends who are close to Jesus and love him with all their heart. You can make that choice. You know the difference. I thank you, Father. Separate him. Two powerhouses right here. One on the way. Glory to God. Just train them upright because, honey, they're born for this day. Oh, they are going to be dynamite for the kingdom of God. You wait and see. And everything and all the time you thought you wasted, you know, getting God is preparing you, they won't have to go through that because you're putting it in them now. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, you're putting it in now. You're going to everything you didn't do, you're going to make sure they do. I know, believe me, I know. That's why when I look at kids and teenagers and babies today and I go, now the reason I'm telling you this is because there's a reason. You understand what I'm saying? Flood him, Holy Ghost, with your spirit. Separate him. Separate him, Father, for your glory. Love Jesus, don't you? Oh yeah, you're gonna love a lot of people too in Jesus' name. You wait and see, they're gonna be drawn to you. Let her want to go in your presence. She's so hungry for you always. Oh Maria, so that she'll be a whirlwind. Okay. You're going to have such a happy life. People are going to look at you and go, what is her deal? How come she's not disturbed by anything? Man, I don't understand that, but I'd like to know. That's the kind of life you're going to live. They're going to be curious. How can she live like not be disturbed, because you know where your strength comes from, and you're going to be so happy in the sight of other people and other kids. They're going to be drawn to you. They may not act like it, and they may not say it, but they will be drawn to your love. You wait and see. The glory is coming on you right now. There it is.
Sweet.
kids. They're all potential deliverers. You know what I'm saying? That's why there's such a holocaust on kids today. That's why there's slaughter them before they even get born, because they're all potential deliverers. The devil knows that. Addictions last night, and I mean, Sunday morning, I said, who got free from any? And what'd you get free from?
Drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol. You can get free, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You ask for it, you receive it. You ask to be delivered, and he'll deliver you from anything. Anything. It's not impossible. He can do anything.
Done it. What, is that what happened when you saw it?
I had a Holy Ghost. I can't even explain it. I can't even explain it. It was amazing.
He's amazing.
Life, yes.
Yeah, he's amazing. Flooding Holy Ghost. There's been so much going on inside of you. And I see in your last days, peace like a river. Peace like a river. Oh my. He's going to saturate. He already has given it to you. It's going to be so noticeable. Oh, and when you pray for others, my. He's going to open your eyes. Things you've wanted to know and see, but you'll keep it between you and him, nobody else. You'll flow. Anybody, is this it? You came hungry. You came ready to listen. You said, I want to get it on purpose. Glory. Oh, my.
So you walk and you say, okay, Lord, I will do it. I will do everything you've told me to do. Oh, and you'll see. Oh, listen to what he's speaking, and you'll see it'll even become clearer than it has before. It's not hard. It's so easy. So clear out the clutter and just go on the straight path that he has asked you to, and you'll see. Oh, you'll feel younger. You'll feel stronger. You'll feel renewed. Hallelujah. So you're not holding back. Oh, just make it a habit of yours. Not holding back anything. Oh, Lord, I'm all in. I'm all in today. I'll be all in tomorrow. I'll be all in each day that I breathe. For you, oh, Lord, I want you to use everything. I want you to use all of me. And so you'll walk forward in faith and walk out the light that you have, and you'll be surprised yourself where it will lead. Oh, but you will be glad.
All right, Lord, send him exactly who he needs. But Lord, don't let him have eyes that say, I want only what I need. But that when he meets this person, he'll be more concerned about it. He's what she needs than his own self. And that's when he knows he's met the one.
I was thinking of Dad Hagen. I mean, Dad Hankins, BB, the other day, and I, just yesterday, and I was thinking how I loved his meetings and the glory would come. That's what you got. That's the greater part of what you really got. The people need the Word and the Spirit, and that's what you got. I was thinking about you going out, and I thought, ooh, I'm so glad he sat under B.B. Hankins. How he'd just move and ha, ha, ha. That's what you got, that anointing. People got to see it. It's old-time Pentecost. Because everybody's getting so fancy now, you know. Oh, da kibo raso tara. And the word that's coming to you tonight, son, you're going to need.
So God, Jesus is the way maker. He makes a way where there is no way. Oh, some look for the open door and then walk on through. Others say, yes, Lord, I will walk, 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 walk as you say to do. And so the door, you know how to turn the key, and it will open up and no one will be able to close it, for it will be the work of God, you see. Oh, and so with faith and endurance, you stand and you go. Oh, but it is not even begun, this Holy Ghost show. Oh, for the seeds that are planted will reap a harvest that cannot be contained. Just like that fishing boat, when the word of the Lord was spoken, oh, that's when the haul came. And so there's a haul, there's a haul. Oh, but the nets won't break, for this haul is great. Oh, but God said you're not too late. Hallelujah.
Lawson Ray, will you come down here, please? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I need him. Lawson Ray, yeah, we're just going to lay hands on him together. All of us. Pastor Pete.
You're going to be known one day, should the Lord tarry, as a pillar in the church. Just about says it all. What? Many things. Huh. Woo. And though the world is changing and things are changing around here in the land, you will be one of the strong leaders. And you will be foremost. And you've already been strategic, and so has your brother. But you picked up the baton and you've already been strategic in changing the scenery of the land for the gospel. It's working, it's working, it's working. He is falling everywhere. Just because maybe you don't see it just immediately and here, it's working everywhere in this whole area. That's what revival and awakening is all about. And you are, I keep hearing this word, the darling of this area in the spirit. What about I say like a Deborah? Engembusula setabeto, elale fibe, ilura soto, elabasito, recebatia shoso.
So lead the battle cry and let your voice rise, let it rise. And those things that come from the Spirit of God, they will cause others to rise up too. Oh, and they will inspire them and they will help them to look at things differently, just like they helped you. Oh, and so with the Word and the Spirit of God that makes it live every day fresh and alive, you'll see, oh, there'll be fresh words from the Spirit. Fresh words that will cause wisdom where there was no knowledge before. Oh, they were ignorant, but now they see. Fresh words to unlock the chains that no one seemed to know the answer to. Fresh words that will cause things to come alive and live again, and a work that will swallow up what the enemy meant to do.
Yes, I hear this. He's perfecting those things, or completing those things that concern you personally. He's at work. He is at work. I don't know what all that entails, but you do. run their shoes off their feet and run out in the street. But the Lord had other plans. Just before we came in, I said, Lord, have your way. Not my way, but your way. I hope with all my heart that this night has not just, I hope it's changed you. I hope that something rich and deep has happened in your hearts so that you can finish what he's called you to do. You know what to do. Just obey and do it. Hallelujah. Do it. Praise God. And let's do what the Bible says. Let's really pray for one another. Isn't that a novel idea? Let's really do it. Most people slip up in things. Somebody's not praying. And then if they slip, they stay there because somebody's not praying. Let's really pray for one another. Let's win this thing. Let's get people to Jesus. Now let's go home with a shout of glory. Are you ready to do that?
Stand together. Thank you, Father, for your blessing on this church. Thank you, Father, for your blessing on these people. We unite our voices together in one more phrase. We exalt you over everything. Satan may hinder, but we exalt Jesus, and we declare it together, that that sound of faith. Let's sing it one time, everyone. Of God are not just good today, they're good every day. Praise the Lord. And it will just kind of, you know, your pastor's still on the altar, and if you want to stay for a while, you can.
Listen,
but listen, don't forget, if you're going out the back, there were some of those USBs that we still have left. Some of them have all the teachings, some of them have all the music, and they're at a very, you know, we're offering them at a special because of the packaging was not quite as flashy as some of the other packaging, but you know, it really doesn't matter. The USB's intact. And other things that are back there, if you want to know what's going on, what we're doing, go to ShekinahGlory.com. That's us. And we're just going to hogtie the devil and. Oh, the medley's on the new CD, Ray said. But, you know, there's just a work of the Spirit and a work of the Word of God that's gone forth tonight. And, you know, I found out something about the things of God. You don't have to understand it all to be able to receive what God is doing. But as you walk it out by faith, you look and you understand, oh, that's what happened then. And as you look in the Word, you'll see, oh, that's exactly what happened as you live out what you received this night.
You know, husbands, as you go home tonight, before you go to bed, put your arms around your wife. Tell her things will be different. We're just growing more and stronger together. And I will fight to protect our family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you like the Gaither medley?
Did you want to say anything, Peggy?
Did you like the gay for their lead? Did anybody like that? Nobody?
All right. Well, nobody? That's good.
Okay, it's on Blessed Redeemer, our new slow CD. All you kids, you like that? I want you to stay used to these songs.
Just well, like look at just look at somebody before you leave and say, be blessed. Wow. Pastor Peggy's up, so you can slip out or you can roll
she's
out.
Laughing.
We don't care.
It must have been good. She's laughing. Yeah. Hallelujah.